Blog Talk Radio.
Friday to you all. This is your host, Brandon Scher, and welcome to the New Heights Show on Education, everyone. The New Heights Educational Group Incorporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment programs for families of preschool and school-age children, including children with special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschooled students. This week's discussion is technology in classrooms, particularly tablets, and the advantages as well as the disadvantages behind having these gadgets in our schools. Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org or contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Next Friday, I will be traveling to Vietnam, and as a result, the radio show will instead air on Monday, December 21st. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for the week. First off, the New Heights Educational Group would like to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season. National School Choice Week discussion and potluck event is coming up on Saturday, January 23rd, 2016, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The location will be announced. Please join us as we discuss educational choices and topics and how you can make a difference in your community. Please bring a gluten-free and nut-free dish and dessert to share. If your dish is not gluten-free, please label it. RSVP as soon as possible by emailing newheightseducation@yahoo.com or by calling 419-0247. Don't forget to listen to Shannon Williamson's pre-recorded show, which is shared on our website weekly and on all of our social media sites. Now, back to today's show on the use of technology in classrooms. So, with a growing increase of electronic devices, more and more kids and teens are certainly getting hooked on technology, especially cell phones. This includes the use of computers as well as cellular devices such as phones and tablets. I have done a few episodes relating to the topic of technology in classrooms, such as whether computers should be used in schools and cell phone usage in classrooms. If you are interested in learning more about those topics and listening to those shows, the links are posted in the description below. So please feel free to listen to them. So what I really want to focus on today is the heavy use of cellular devices, particularly tablets such as iPads in classrooms. I also want to talk about the differences between using a computer versus a tablet, an iPad, for example, in schools. More and more schools are making iPads accessible to students, and there are certainly mixed comments coming from educators and parents. So first off, let's start with the positive attributes of having tablets in schools. And the first one I think that most will agree is that having tablets in the classroom will save money by combining books all in one media tablet. So on a paper thin tablet, you can have many books and many textbooks, and there are some libraries that allow you to borrow e-books through your tablet. You can read these books, and I think that's a really big advantage, especially to schools and parents, as students have a way of saving money by reading the books or viewing the textbooks on their iPad rather than necessarily having to buy the textbook or the book. The second reason, and I think this connects to the first one, is that having an iPad definitely has far less of a strain on children's backs, since when iPad replaces a bag full of books. On a single paper thin tablet, as I mentioned a little while ago, a student can have hundreds, thousands of books. And this is especially beneficial for students who are in upper grade levels, where they have to carry heavy book bags back and forth from school to home every day. So that is definitely an advantage. And not only for schools, but for everyone in general, the iPad does have an advantage to this, because people are able to have a whole library of books on such a small device rather than having to carry around books which are heavy and are expensive. The next reason, and I think this goes more for especially elementary and middle school students, is the touchscreen interface allows students to engage more interactively with content. There are certainly many apps and programs out there that provide interactivity to students. A student will be learning the material and at the same time becoming familiar with a new technological gadget. And I think it is important to note that students should be familiar with these devices such as iPads and other tablets, because they are becoming really popular in our world, and it is important for students from a young age to start using these devices and know how they work, because they do have many advantages, especially once a student gets to college. The next one, and I think this not only goes strictly for schools, but also for everyone in general, is the App Store or the iTunes Store that offers a vast amount of free or low-cost apps, many of which are excellent for the classroom. And I think this is one of the biggest advantages that there is to tablets, especially iPads, because there are apps for all school ages, ranging from preschool to high school and college. There are definitely some great apps for studying for the SAT and the ACT. There are also many foreign language apps, and especially one of my favorites that I've mentioned in my previous programs is Duolingo, where students are able to learn a foreign language in an interactive way. And I think the best part is that for apps such as Duolingo, your progress is directly recorded, and a student is able to learn and study by himself without receiving any help from teachers. That is certainly a major benefit to apps such as Duolingo. And there are many apps out there for education made for elementary school students, where students are able to practice multiplication, division, addition, subtraction, and other topics directly from their iPad. There are all kinds of subjects, and I think that is a major advantage to not only iPads, but also other cellular devices that are able to go on either the App Store or the Play Store and download these apps. The next reason is, this is actually a reason that I think is very, very convenient to students and schools, because iPads have education programs that can be tailor-made for each student. I think that this is really convenient as each student learns at a different pace and using different methods. So some students are visual learners, some students are auditory learners, and some are only able to understand with the traditional method of reading and writing. This is definitely where technology is helpful, because an educational program can be created to specifically fit that student and tailor to his or her needs. And that is where technology does have a major benefit to learning. Wi-Fi and 3 or 4G connectivity allow for almost instantaneous and continuous access of information. The ability to quickly switch between applications makes it easier for students to switch between different modes of learning, such as research and creation. The iPad offers many different choices and many different styles of learning. And one of the best things about an iPad is that you're able to internet using Wi-Fi or 3 and 4G connectivity. And this is especially good for students who are doing research, particularly high school students and college students who work on research papers and other essays to submit to school. The iPad easily integrates with existing IT systems. With cloud-based computing, students have connectivity anywhere within the school grounds. There is no need for schools to continue to allocate large budgets for computer power that is no longer necessary. And I think I do want to point out that we will also be talking about this later in the program, but I think in a way Wi-Fi and 3, 4G connectivity does pose as a negative thing to cellular devices, particularly iPads, because students may wander off to other websites when they should be working, and we will be touching base on this a little bit later in the program. The next reason, and I think this is more relating to schools specifically, is that school districts have been creative in finding ways to save money using the iPad. From digital textbooks to tests and to homework, there is the potential to save huge amounts of money through paperless innovation. So schools are saving money on paper and books and textbooks by giving students iPads. So in a way, it is a win-win situation for both parties involved. And most importantly, an iPad is lightweight, and portability means it can easily be carried from class to class without having to close and reopen the screen. Data can be accessed while standing, and notes can be taken on the go, thus extending learning far beyond the classroom. And students can even take iPads home and continue to learn and study through the devices. But of course, this does specifically relate to whether the school allows the student to take the devices home. iPads are also accessible to students with disabilities. Apps are available for children with learning problems, and there are also accessibility tools built into the latest iOS, such as Speak Auto Text, White on Black, VoiceOver, and Siri, a voice recognition technology. So students with disabilities are also able to learn with the use of tablets, and this is especially beneficial as there are students who do have problems learning with the traditional method, either due to disability or other problems, and I think that it is important for people to take note that iPads do allow students who have disabilities to have this broad range of learning with the help of specific apps and built-in features into the tablets. And most importantly, children are eager to embrace new technology, and many are able to troubleshoot computer issues and resolve them quicker than adults. So children are interested in technology as technology is growing and it is rapidly increasing. So I do think that it is important for students to these programs and to these apps and to these gadgets at an early age, because technology is taking over and it is important for students to be familiar with it at a young age. I would not necessarily say the age of toddlers, but I do think that starting from preschool and kindergarten, it is helpful for parents to have their child spend a little bit of time on an iPad where they will be going to apps, educational apps specifically, and learning new topics and new subjects, because it is a fun and creative way. And especially many apps are designed as games where a student is playing a game and learning at the same time. So I do think that is very helpful, especially for parents out there. The next few reasons I want to discuss has to relate to iPads versus computers and how many argue that tablets should be implemented in classrooms instead of laptops or desktop computers. So many schools and many classrooms have had tablets for a very short time, actually, because laptops and desktop computers have been around for decades in classrooms. And actually, tablets and iPads have had a very short lifespan in classrooms, and they're only being recently introduced right now. I think that most importantly, it has to do with the cost, where tablets are more beneficial than computers. So most tablets are less expensive than laptop and desktop computers. So it is especially beneficial for the school because iPads make mobile computing labs easier and lighter. Many schools utilize parts of laptops to bring technology into the classroom. This can certainly take up space and range from thousands and thousands of dollars, as each computer can cost around $1,000. And when you compare the cost, size, and mobility factor, tablets certainly win. So in terms of cost and size and space issue, I do think that iPads do win over computers. There is no delay to boot up iPads like there is with netbooks or laptops, and no time lost figuring out complex software applications. I do agree with this, but I do want to add that when a student gets to the point of high school, it is important for them to learn and work with this complex software applications such as Word and Excel, because they will need this to learn for future, such as in college or when they are searching for work. And I do think that it is important to note that despite the fact that an iPad is much easier to work with than a computer, I do think that it is important that high school students work with computers and the necessary software, as it will help them in the future. The iPad's intuitive design and easy-to-use interface makes it simple for even young children to navigate and optimize the learning experience of all students. So, as I mentioned before, I do think that iPads are very convenient for students. And I do think that they are very beneficial, especially for elementary and middle school students who may not have as much experience working with computers and the software that comes with it. But I do think that once a student reaches high school, it is important that not only they use an iPad at school, but that they're also equipped with a computer or a laptop that comes with the necessary programs so that they're able to understand how to use the computer. Because I do think that even though iPads are very, very beneficial to students and everyone in general, an iPad could never actually replace a computer, as a computer has much more advantages and a much bigger area to work with. So I do think that it is important to note for educators, parents, teachers, and everyone out there that an iPad can never fully replace a computer. And it is important that students at some point, either in their late middle school years or in high school, are familiar with how to use programs from a computer such as Word, Microsoft, Excel, and other programs. So we've talked a little bit about the pros of iPads, and there's certainly a lot of pros, but I think now it is time to talk about the cons, especially for iPads. And the first con of iPads is that an iPad does not support Flash. One of the biggest criticisms of the iPad is its lack of ability to work with Adobe Flash and JavaScript, And this is also why I mentioned that it is important for students to be equipped with a computer as well. A lot of content in schools and websites for kids are dominated by Flash, although some argue that the abundance of educational apps make up for it. This is simply not the case. So this is a reason as to why it is important for students to not only be familiar with iPads, but also with computers. And this is a major con because iPads and many tablets are not able to work with Flash and JavaScript, which does limit the learning process. An iPad and most tablets out there do not have a USB port. So computers do have a USB port where a student can work with a flash drive or plug in other devices into the computer, whereas an iPad or another tablet does not have this function. And I do think that an essential part, especially for students who are in high school, as we do work with other devices such as USB flash drives. So that is a negative to the iPad. The third one is that there is lack of multitasking. So multiple windows and files cannot be kept open side by side. Although this is definitely a negative if you're trying to multitask, it is good for keeping your students focused on the one thing they're supposed to be doing. And it is also beneficial for younger students who are not able to work with multiple windows yet. The fourth reason, and I think this is probably the most important of all, is that iPads and other tablets are really expensive. One solution to ease some of the financial burden would be to allow schools to purchase cheaper iPad minis instead. However, they can cost several hundred dollars for each device, and this does become expensive for the schools. So there are many schools that are actually receiving grants and special gifts from donors who are giving them money to purchase iPads for schools, but it is difficult for most schools to purchase these expensive gadgets. The fifth one, and I think this goes for technology in general, iPads, computers, or any other devices that are able to go online, is that there is a potential to be distracting. Of course, there is the possibility of a student being distracted and wandering onto other websites. And this is a huge problem for all technology devices because there are students who do not pay attention in class and who start to wander off to different websites and not being focused while others are working on their assignments. So it is important that teachers do work with their children and work with students in the classroom to make sure that everyone is doing what they're supposed to be doing rather than simply wasting time. And this is where technology devices become harmful to students, and at some point it is even better to work with the standard pen and paper rather than having a student distracted in front of a computer or an iPad. The next reason, and I think this goes for iPads specifically, is that typing is very frustrating. And an iPad is certainly not made to replace a computer because it is difficult to type on a virtual keyboard with your fingers. It is not a computer keyboard, and it is difficult to type emails or documents, and especially essays. So I do think that, in my opinion, iPads are very beneficial if you are having your students or use a textbook, but I do think it is not a good idea to have a student write an essay or something else with the use of an iPad. There are, however, some new programs that allow a student to have a virtual keyboard show up on their desk where they can sit in front of an iPad and type on the keyboard, but I do think that it is more beneficial to work with a computer or even pen and paper to write an essay rather than use an iPad. And the last reason I want to talk about is that they are not good for sharing. So iPads are designed to be personal devices, and the incapability to enter logins. Each student needs his or her own. So iPads cannot be used over and over again with stored information. They can only be used by one student unless they are not working on anything specific and they're just using it to either access books and textbooks or to go online. So there is that limit that computers have over iPads. Now, to go on to the reason as to why technology is negative for classrooms is that it can be a distraction. This makes the notion of creating a structure and culture of respect all the more important since day one. It is important to identify specific projects, times during class, and the specific intentions that a teacher has for allowing the use of technology in the classroom. Creating expectations and guidelines for the students and sticking to them will be important for them and respecting a teacher's boundaries. The next reason that I think technology is negative, especially in classrooms, is that it does have a possible disconnect of social interaction. This can happen, but it doesn't necessarily have to. Many people are skeptical of technology and what it does to students' ability to verbally communicate. If you create assignments in class that use both technological tools as well as oral presentations and collaboration, you will be teaching students the dynamic in how they learn and interact with others. However, it is important that a teacher incorporate both computer use or iPad use and use of talking with other students rather than necessarily putting a student in front of a computer for the entire day, as that does limit their social interaction. The next reason, and I think this is a huge reason, is that technology can foster more cheating in class and on assignments. So if a student is working on something that they're not supposed to be using outside research on, a student does have this, I guess you can say, advantage in going online and looking up the information, which can lead to cheating and is not very beneficial for the students. The next reason that I want to point out is that the quality of research and sources that students find may not be top-notch. And I think this goes for technology and for everyone, really, not just classrooms. The internet definitely has its advantages and disadvantages, and I think the main disadvantage of the internet is that there are some faulty sources out there, and there are unreliable websites that students should not be using, and one of them is Wikipedia. So it is important for students to be aware of the websites that they are browsing and the research that they are doing and what they're working on. So overall, my opinion of technology in classrooms is certainly that it is beneficial, and I do think that it is important for students to have computers in schools, whether they are laptops or desktop computers, because it does allow students to have more interactivity with technology and also provides more opportunities for both the teacher and the student. So I do think that it is important to have computers in schools. As for iPads and tablets, I do think that they are beneficial, especially in the sense of reading books. I don't necessarily think that they will be able to replace textbooks, but that is strictly my opinion. I do tend to favor books and textbooks over using an e-reader, as many people do. However, I do think that they do have a very big advantage to giving more flexibility to students, as students are able to not necessarily having to carry an entire book bag of books, but have a paper and tablet to have all of their information on. So that is my opinion on that. I do think that computers should be in schools, and I do think that iPads should also be available to students in schools, but I don't think that schools should give students too much access to these devices while they are in school, because classrooms are made for learning and it is important that students work with paper and pen and traditional styles of learning. Thank you to everyone for listening to this episode. Next week I will be having children's author Dr. Marina Kamenetsky on the show with me. We will be discussing her recently published book, as well as what inspired her to become an author. The show will air next Monday on December 21st at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, thank you all for tuning in this week, and have a wonderful rest of the day. Happy holidays, and take care, guys.